Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about love, unwrapping the gift of love, recognizing God's love for us, and how we ought to love others, and to realize who we ought to love, how we ought to love, why we ought to love. And all of it kind of centers around God's love for us. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of our week focused in on a love which honors others. It's that self-sacrificing love. It's that love that lifts other people rather than lifting ourselves. Romans 12, verses 9 and 10 says, "Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves." Paul writes to the Romans and gives instruction on love. He talks about the sincerity that we ought to have. Yesterday, we focused in on an obedient love. As I thought about it, it only really works because it's Jesus who says, "If you love me, you'll obey my commands." Now, people have tried to claim that statement in their own relationships. Many abusive people use that, and what they're talking about isn't love at all. But Jesus can say that because his love is the source of our love, and his love is pure, and it brings us to a point of righteousness. It always looks out for our good. And so when we consider what our love ought to look like, it ought to honor others. And so when we try to apply words of Jesus as if they're ours, and yet we don't live with the attitude and the actions and the life of Jesus, we find ourselves pretty messed up. And this love that God has is a love that lifts us. The old hymn says, "Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me." And we recognize that God's love lifted us from the depths of sin when we didn't deserve it. Our love for others ought to lift them, whether we think they deserve it or not, even whether they think they deserve it or not. We honor them. We respect them. We build them up according to their needs. It's a love that is not self-seeking. Past Sunday, when we talked about love, we looked at 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, where it described many of the major characteristics of godly love. And part of that was that it's not self-seeking. It doesn't boast. It doesn't keep a record of wrongs. And this love that honors others does so because, well, we want to see them honored. We want to see them lifted up. We may or may not have all of the evidence in the world that could keep them from being honored. But we don't hold that against them, just as God doesn't hold his evidence against us in a way that harms us. We lift up, we honor, we value the people around us. When we live with that kind of love, we care in a way that many times the world will not understand. The poem that I wrote a number of years ago that I'll often use in funerals, talking about today. If people were to judge my entire life by today, what would they see? What if today was the last chance that I had to make a godly impression on someone? And part of that, one of the lines in that I ask, if this was it, would being first in line be all that important? Perhaps second would be okay. And we recognize when we honor others, we're in essence saying, you can be ahead of me. Not only can you be, I want you to be ahead of me. And when we love in that manner, then the response is generally different than when it's a selfish love that says, I matter the most. And God's desire for you and for me, for his family, for the body of Christ, the church, is that his love for us and our love for him would lead us to a love for one another that honors others. When we're all lifting up those around us, then nobody gets put down. But when we miss people, when we overlook, when we ignore, our lack of honor may not be intentional, but we're also not intentionally honoring. And what begins to happen when we realize every person has value? Our value is not dependent on how good we are. God loved us. He honored us. He lifted us by sending his son to die for us, even as we were caught in our sins, dead in our trespasses. No, it's not his desire to leave us that way. His love is desiring to lift us out of that, to bring us and direct us out of the wrongdoing, out of the sinful life, valuing those who sin is not the same as valuing the sin. And we struggle to separate it. And even as God calls us to repentance, he does so in love. And even as we find those times in life where we're the voice of correction, there's a way to do it that honors the person being corrected. Just as we would want to be honored, respected, when we need corrected. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. In fact, your word tells us that love covers a multitude of sin. We know that because your love through the blood of Jesus covers our sin, the multitude of our sin, all of it. And God, as we seek to honor others, may we also recognize how love values the person. Just as your love values us, even as you call us out of sin, even as you discipline us, even as you correct us. So God, even those around us who might be caught up in a life of sin, perhaps a sin that looks differently than our sin that we find repulsive, may our love for them honor them, even while bringing the correction of your word into their life. But God, may it begin with ourselves. May we be willing and even eager to be corrected. May we know the honor of simply being your child, of sharing in the inheritance of eternal life, an honor which comes because of your love. We've not earned it. We've not deserved it. Because you give us that honor, because you lift us, may we live with that same type of love towards others. And God, today, help us to have a sincere love, a love that cares, a love that's visible, a love that honors those around us. Father, most of all, may we honor Jesus so that our life would lift him up, so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.